song. It's Michael Bublé with Bryan Adams and After All on Saturday Breakfast. Now, do you think the Monday to Friday thing is maybe done its bit? It's done its dash? Because retailers and many small businesses have long recognised that it needs to be open all hours, and that's the way it's been and probably the way it will always be. But what about your working week? Could you imagine ever doing anything other than 9 to 5, Monday to Friday? Do you like the idea of flexibility? Do you like to work from home? Why do you need to go into work at all? Maurice Misiolaski is a business futurist and innovator, joins us every few weeks here on Saturday Breakfast. Morning to you, Maurice.
Good morning, Joe.
Always good to talk to you. It's interesting, this one, isn't it? Because it is changing. It's changing rapidly. I suppose the conversation that's been had quite a lot recently is about flexibility and workers' flexibility, being able to, you know, pick up the kids or, you know, just do things with the family and still do the hours at work. And maybe that's just a little sort of sign of the times, how things are changing. Would you agree?
I would. Wouldn't that be a decent world where we could actually do what we need to do, do everything really well to the best of our capabilities, but not have to be shoehorned into a 9-to-5 construct necessarily?
9-to-5, of course, was sort of industrial age, wasn't it?
Well, 9-to-5, and there's nothing wrong with it, and there's some industries that will continue to be that way, but you're right, it started off its history at the Industrial Revolution. Before then, we worked project and task. If we were agrarian and lived on the land, then of course the land didn't let us go home at 5 o'clock. It said you've got to keep ploughing, you've got to keep picking, you've got to keep doing whatever it was until it finished. And then at that point, when it was done, we could decide what to do next. Leisure time, some more work, meet our family, do our hobbies, whatever it is. Industrial Revolution came along and said, look, we've got to get off the land, we've got to get into a city, we've got to get together at a particular time in the morning, many hands make light work, we'll finish at the end of the day and come back and do it again. Can't do it on weekends because that's for religious reasons, and that's perfect, nothing wrong with that. Yep. But it's served us for 200 years. Let's see if we can find something else.
That's a good point. Okay, so Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday in particular, the day of rest, religious purposes, and it's been like that. It's all we've known. Very difficult to make the change, isn't it?
It is, because we really have to think differently, and we have for a long time with some industries, not all, with some industries really trying to make it work, but haven't quite been able to.
Such as?
Well, I think many of the things that I see my mates doing, where the work really doesn't fit a particular time or purpose, meaning that it doesn't have to be done today or tomorrow, it just has to be done by a certain deadline. So, do I need to go and sit in an office and pretend for 8 hours that I'm doing something? Of course, none of your listeners, you or I, are ever guilty of that, but other people we've heard rumours of might be. Now, it's Parkinson's law. Work fills the time that we give it. So my thought is some industries will have to work 9-to-5, no two ways about it. Hospitals, nurses, doctors, educators, all sorts of people need to be at a particular time. You need to be in front of the microphone at a particular time. But other industries where it's not so time sensitive, it just needs to get done to great levels at a particular end point of time, let's do it when it suits us.
Also, I suppose it has an impact on when we work, in terms of when we start work at a certain age and when we finish work post-retirement, if we want to carry on working, that if there is that flexibility there, or if there is a new sort of timetable to work to, it could suit many more people for a longer period of time.
And you're absolutely right. We don't ever want to go back to what we had before, but it was not unusual around the beginning of the Industrial Revolution for 8-9-year-olds to go to work. And their work life finished when they were 30 or 40 because they were physically worn out.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to go back to there. Thankfully, we've moved on as society. But in the same way, we need to be thinking now about moving to the other end. Because you and I have talked before that I'm convinced that we'll live to 120 if nothing happens to us. Our kids to 150. They'll work routinely until they're 80 or beyond. But it won't be 9-to-5 work Monday to Friday. It can't be. But it might be project and task. It might be part-time. It might be whatever it is. But the freedom for it to be what it wants to be, I think, is necessary. Because we all have skills and things that we can offer, regardless of age.
Yeah, yeah. How, if you were a big organisation listening to this right now, Maurice, and you were thinking, you know, we're always at the cutting edge. We're always one of the companies that leads and not follows. And we were going to take on board everything that this discussion was throwing up and say, right, we're going to change. And I know no one else is changing, but we're going to change. How would you encourage them to do that?
Well, I don't really have to very much, because at the top end of town, the middle and the bottom, this silent revolution's already taking place. we have this phenomenon called hot desking, which is a fancy way of saying that I used to have 100 desks for 100 people, I now have 40 desks for 100 people, and 40 bits of resources, so not 100 computers anymore, just 40. And what I'm saying to my people is exactly that. The work needs to get done. I've hired you because you're terrific at your job. You don't need a taskmaster to stand over you with a whip. This is what we expect of you. This is when we expect it of you. You choose where is appropriate for you to do it and when. And you can come into the office and use a desk if you want, but it's not yours. It's just yours to use while you're here. And when you leave that desk, somebody else will come and use it. So we're seeing lots of those kinds of work already taking place. Not unusual for a FIFO, fly in, fly out miner, for instance, to go to work for 2 weeks or a month and work really hard non-stop and then have a month or similar times off. For hard-working nurses and doctors, they'll often work incredible shifts of 24, 48 hours and then again take the equivalent time off. So lots of evidence out there where it does work particularly well for some industries.
And what about getting the masses to move towards this? Because that would have a massive impact on all sorts of things. In particular, I'm thinking about commuting, which is crazy because everybody funnels in for 9 o'clock and funnels out again at 5 o'clock. And if we could change that, that would make life a lot easier. It would make a far better use of the roads, for example.
Yeah, and you're right. Once you start to pull at this thread, it has so many implications and possibilities. But the reality is, I never want to get into a world where everybody has to do the same thing, and that's really what we're rallying against moving forward. So again, for some industries this makes sense, for others it doesn't, and that's perfect. We don't all have to be doing the same thing, but what we need to do is to normalize the conversation and say, on a continuum, for some people, some jobs, some industries, maybe just some of the time that we're working, this model works really well, and it gives us our outcomes, and where it doesn't work, then we'll use another model, we'll go back to 9 to 5, or find something else. And that's really what we want, to normalize the conversation so that we do work most appropriate, where it's appropriate, when it's appropriate.
Maurice Misiulaski is with us, our business futurist. He joins us every few weeks here on Saturday Breakfast. A new word has been coined, Maurice. It's called mumpreneurs. Mums who've found the traditional working week no longer works for them. They've set up their own business or idea to suit them, often employ other mums and parents who need the flexibility in working hours. And, you know, lo and behold, it's working well.
You're absolutely right, and I think we're going to see more and more of this model. We have mumpreneurs, we have teacherpreneurs, we have all kinds of people. I even use the term intrapreneurs, which are people that work within an organisation who should think like an entrepreneur, regardless of what their role or their task is. But all of these people are coming at work from a different angle, and that is that they are in control of their work, not being controlled. They don't have a taskmaster over them. They're able to do what and when they want. And with mumpreneurs especially, they're saying exactly that, that I've got great skills, great talents, lots of things to offer. What I don't have to offer is a 9-to-5 mentality. Let me do it my way. The world is physical and digital. I can reach anybody I need to reach across the planet. I can work digitally 24/7. That doesn't mean I need to be awake doing things. But their digital business can be alive, taking orders online, doing other things. They can work around the kids and the soccer matches and the ballets and everything else. And while we're talking about entrepreneurs, why shouldn't dads have the same ability to go to kids' soccer matches and go to ballet and go to school concerts without feeling guilty or being told by a boss they're not doing what they need to do, when at the end of the day, the work gets done?
Yeah. About retailers, they normally work the same hours, 9 to 5, and it's very frustrating because, again, it's more of that sort of funneling in at 9 and funneling out at 5. If they could change their working hours, that would help, wouldn't it?
It would, but that becomes increasingly difficult because they're one of those work areas where there's expectation of somebody being in that shop at that particular time. So that may be difficult, but again, with our retailers, we talk about the reality now that we've got physical stores, we've got digital stores, we've got mobile stores, and we need different people at different times with different skills, and sometimes no people because technology takes care of it. But in that environment, what we find with our retailers, again, is that they still work a similar model, that they're not necessarily working 9 to 5, they may work an afternoon shift, and they may work 4 or 5 or 6 days on, but then take a couple of days off. So flexibility is really what we're after. It's not so much the 9 to 5, although that's the jargon we use. It's the flexibility of saying, you know, if I do a really good job, if I'm giving you what you need, everybody's happy, can we trade that off with perhaps making me a bit happier with the hours that I might be able to do or not do?
Mm. Just finally, a prediction, Maurice. Do you think in 10, 20, 30 years or so from now, will the working week, the Monday to Friday sort of attitude to work, will be very different?
What Monday to Friday? I mean, we're really working that way now. For many people, it is what, Monday to Friday. They're working weekends, they're working all kinds of hours. I do think that that will be less of the norm. And again, the construct of the weekend was around the sacrosanct nature of it. We've already gotten rid of that. We have retailers open all the time. Not as many people are attending religious services for all sorts of reasons. That's not a good thing, it just is a thing. So the need for the weekend, as it used to be, doesn't exist anymore. I think as it fades away, it'll just become another 2 days.
Okay, so I won't be doing a weekend breakfast show, it'll just be a breakfast show.
Well, exactly.
Good on you, Morris. Nice to talk to you.
And you.
Catch you again in a few weeks. Always a pleasure.
Look forward to it.
Morris Misolowski with us here on Saturday Breakfast, looking at the future of work. It's 7:40.